we have Fareed talking about CardioVasc. Fareed, I'm always looking at new information. In fact, I put a little video together, which is this weekend. I guess we lost our connection with Fareed, so we'll reconnect. I put up my information on the weekend about GreenMed Info. It's one of my better sources of information. I went over a couple of articles that are recently posted. One is the issue of using a high-speed calcium score on a CT scan as a better marker for vascular disease. And they compared, by the way, statistically, the analysis of looking at lipid levels like cholesterol, and it doesn't correlate with vascular disease. What does correlate is levels of TBARS, which is oxidized fatty acids, and levels of 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol, levels of small particle HDL, which is the worst fraction of lipids, but you can only find it by doing a lipid electrophoresis. You can't do it by nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. Does not predict this. Fareed, we're talking about the risk factors, and in fact, it turns out that vascular disease is infected biofilm. Now, of course, we have a number of nutraceuticals that help to get rid of the biofilm. The first thing is CardioVasc. We also have our Nutrue Silver, which is new technology that's many times stronger even than Silver 100. We now have it, so it's shipping. We have the sprays and the dropper bottles. And this is a new technology, by the way, and I'll explain this for a moment. If your arteries are infected by biofilm, it's the same biofilm around your teeth that causes periodontal disease. And in the CardioVasc formula, we have a number of things that actually help to prevent that biofilm from existing, including the allicin present in aged garlic, and the nutraceuticals to stop oxidative stress in the artery walls and the fatty acids, because when oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids get eaten by macrophages, in Latin it means big eater cell, they die and become foam cells. So the CardioVasc formula works in a concert with our other nutraceuticals to prevent oxidative damage like gamma E plus, cell detox, glutathione, and if you're diabetic, Nutritrala. But important things like magnesium, magnesium glycinate, malate, and for the brain, magnesium L3-inate, which is in our brain mag. It's really important to understand that the calcium score high-speed CT scan is by far the best predictive test. The other is lipid electrophoresis. And by the way, your doctors, none of them are doing this test. And they need to pick up small particle HDL and VLDL3. Those are the worst two fractions. And then look at levels of oxidized fatty acids called TBARS and oxidative markers like 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine and absolute levels of nitric oxide, which you can test on the back of your tongue with a Berkeley test strip, which, by the way, I'm sending up a small list of nutraceuticals and technologies that we will sell through Amazon, including the Berkeley test strips that come from Switzerland. So, and along with Sinew Pulse Elite and some other technologies that are pretty easy. You could get them at Walgreens or whatever, but you're going to get a cheaper price through Amazon. Now, so for Reed, it's really important. This latest article, by the way, in GreenMed Info, showed very clearly that just looking at someone's cholesterol has no correlation with vascular disease, but high-speed CT and calcium score does. And the CardioVasc formula, let's go through the components to show how it counters the creation of vascular plaque, which is basically infected biofilm and oxidative stress that causes calcification that shows up on high-speed CT scan.
Sure, Dr. Bill. So the CardioVasc formula, seven powerful herbal extracts, and the first of these is the hawthorn. And we use a European-grown hawthorn, and we test for an active marker compound called Vitexin.
Now, it's not only a cardiotonic to help the mitochondria, but it also is cardioprotective. And by cardioprotective, it means it helps to prevent the oxidative stress in the artery walls. That's why we use it along with our Gamma E+, which is a new upgraded formula, our Omega Supreme, which is a new micellized formula that's 300 to 400% more absorbed than before, and we have, of course, Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin, the second most powerful antioxidant we have. The most powerful is polyphenon that's in our NutriDefense. It'll only protect against vascular illness because it's an anhydrous cation. It's really important to understand the CardioVasc formula is very intuitively smart. It's a smart formula, but you have to make sure that every batch has the right biomolecule from the right source of the plant and that you've tested every batch to have high-speed chromatography. All the other knockoffs are garbage. Extendivite, Heart and Body, Stress Heart Drops, these are all knockoffs trying to copy the formula that your dad, Sam Abraham, developed years ago for the Chelation Society of Alberta. And he was trained in Germany. I guess his total training, besides his pharmacy, was like 5 years. So there isn't anything comparable. So when you look at the CardioVasc formula, it's intuitively very, very smart.
Yeah, and it's really important to remember that, when you're sourcing these various medicinal herbs, come from all parts of the world. So for example, in the case of hawthorn, hawthorn grows in Europe, but also grows in China, and they're actually different genus. And so, you know, surprise, surprise, a lot of the hawthorn that you find in products in North America are sourced from China.
Yeah, in other words, that's the same name, but it's not the same plant, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly. They're related. You know, much as a tiger is related to a lion. They're both, you know,
or a panther is related to a pussycat.
Yeah, that's
they're the same. Exactly. They're cats, but they're not the same kind of cat.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly it. That's a nice analogy, actually. So we throw from the right part of the world. We test for the right active marker compounds, and we do that for every batch, consistent year after year. So you know what you're getting when you take CardioVasc. When you take some of these other formulas, well, you know, it's hard to say, right?
Well, you know, it's really not that hard. See, I'm a stickler. If you take a drug, for example, the drug companies are smart. They want to make sure that the same amount of drugs present in every batch. They can't have congeners, biomolecules, or toxins, and they can't have a varying level in the drug, so they want a consistent effect. I mean, if you took a drug, for example, it would make you thin your blood or make your heart beat harder or do something, and it was really strong one time, say 120% stronger or 80% is the strength of a previous batch, you could get serious complications, couldn't you?
Exactly, yeah.
So the same thing goes with herbal molecules, and what your company has done is it tests every batch to make sure that those molecules are in the right range.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah. Now, let's go through some of the components, because I think people need to understand what is vascular disease. Vascular disease is infected biofilm that calcifies arteries and damages mitochondria, so you don't get not only a primary wave from the heart, you end up with the secondary wave from the blood vessels, which literally the majority of blood flow away from the heart to perfuse the tissues and supply oxygen and nutrients comes from the blood vessels. And if that infected biofilm and calcification ruins the rheologic blood flow, then you're not going to have perfusion. And perfusion's king. It's not just blood pressure, it's perfusion that counts. So if you overtreat blood pressure and perfusion drops, you've actually damaged the tissues and increased risk of complications or death.
Yeah, exactly. So we talk about the hawthorn. The other ingredient that's very important in cardiovascular is the aged garlic extract.
Right, which has two effects. It not only stops angiotensin-converting enzyme, which can drive your blood pressure up, because the kidneys are perceiving that the driving pressure to perfuse the kidneys is not enough. But if you have elevated levels of these inflammatory markers, like C-reactive protein and PAI-1, you need to reverse those, and the elevated levels of ACE inhibitors will actually increase inflammation as well.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, it gets rid of nanobacteria, because aged garlic has not only allicin, has a number of other molecules in the aged garlic besides just the allicin that helps to reverse blood pressure, but also reverse the oxidative stress in the arteries and reverse the peripheral and central control of blood pressure, because the brain is perceiving that there's not enough perfusion, so there's changes in the brain hormones too. In fact, if you get congestive heart failure, the one of the primary hormones they monitor is brain-derived natriuretic hormone, and the natriuretic hormone peptides, if they're elevated, it means your heart is in such bad shape, it's perceiving the perfusion so poor, the brain's trying to stimulate the heart to pump harder. And that's why this natriuretic peptide level is important in heart failure. And so if you're monitoring beta natriuretic peptide from the brain and you start taking CardioVasc, your beta natriuretic peptide level should drop as perfusion improves.
Exactly. So then we have cayenne in the formula also.
Now the cayenne, of course, is going to improve microcirculation. It's going to cause vasodilation of the capillary bed, and it's going to increase nitric oxide production.
Yep, and we've got ginkgo biloba.
And the ginkgo is going to not only thin out blood, but it's going to improve microcirculation as well. If you're taking ginkgo, you have to stop it before major surgery 4 days before. And rheologic blood flow is very important. Most doctors are not understanding the need for understanding a thing called rouleau formation and blood viscosity. Blood viscosity is king. If your blood's acting more like corn syrup than water, it's going to take a lot more driving pressure to push it through your blood vessels. It's going to perfuse poorly, and it's going to deliver less oxygen and nutrients to the tissue.
Yes, exactly. So then we also have the bilberry.
Bilberry is a small molecule. It's actually what's called the most dialyzable biological molecule for an antioxidant, which means it'll go through the blood vessel wall to the target organs better than any other antioxidant. It's not the most powerful, but it's the most dialyzable. So it's going to work in solid organs like kidney, liver, brain, etc. It'll transition across the blood vessel walls and even in the back of the eye. So when they were taking bilberry after World War One and World War Two, they're using it because the canopy of the aircraft didn't have chemicals that would block ultraviolet light. And so if they didn't give them bilberry and give them these kind of welder's glass-like helmets with thick glass in them, their eyes got burnt and they couldn't have night vision. Because the first thing that goes when you get ultraviolet light damage to your eyes is you lose night vision.
Yeah, interesting, exactly.
Eh?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bilberry would protect your eyes against that oxidative stress in the back of the eye that would burn out your retina. So it also protects your blood vessels from being burned out. So, you know, one of the first things that happens when people not only lose superoxide dismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes, they get increased oxidative stress, and you can measure markers like 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine and T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids. And I did a test when we were looking at children with Down syndrome in a formula called MSP6 over 20-some years ago. So I use advanced research labs that regular doctors aren't even aware of. And that's why when I get calls from some people that said, we want you to explain to my doctor why they need to do this and that. I said, that's going to school. I mean, this is going to take months or years for me to teach doctors what I know. It's not going to occur in a conversation at a distance where I don't have the functional medical history of the person and I have a novice doctor who doesn't have the faintest clue what I'm talking about. People don't understand that, do they?
No, exactly.
No. And that, by the way, it doesn't include just regular doctors. We're talking about subspecialists. How many cardiologists do you think know what I know about non-rheologic blood flow or non-Newtonian fluid dynamics or oxymarkers or antibodies against 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol or soluble Iacambin 1 and 2 and factor 5 Leiden mutation? Do you think they know this stuff? Absolutely not. I guarantee it. In fact, if you're out there and you're a cardiologist and you want to challenge me, by all means call into the show and I'll give you a couple of lessons and I'll give you a intellectual beating. Because the problem is, you see, the doctors are holding themselves out as being fully informed and they're not good scientists, they don't do advanced research, and they shouldn't be doing nuclear magnetic spectroscopy because it's a quick and dirty test for lipids to look at somebody's total cholesterol. Total cholesterol doesn't mean a damn thing. It's just the best patch for a damaged endothelial wall. What you need to look at is what's damaging and causing those foam cells to form by killing macrophages. And that's small particle HDL and VLDL3 and oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids. That's why they die. And they die because of free radicals like the loss of superoxide dismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes and peroxynitrite and hydroperoxy radical, which we can measure. Do you think these doctors measure these markers? Absolutely not. So I get frustrated when I get people to call me and say, well, I want you to call and talk to my doctor, da-da-da. Your doctor is clueless, and for me to do that is a waste of my time. If they want me to teach them in a non-acute setting to try to sort things out, that's going to take months and years, case by case, for me to teach them like I do with doctors in Santiago, Chile, and elsewhere. But the idea that somehow I'm going to do a data dump and they're going to suddenly see the light is ridiculous. It doesn't work. Especially if you come from a different worldview where they do not understand what I'm talking about or the biochemistry, the physiology, or the quantum mechanics. They won't, even though it's scientific, even though these tests can be ordered in their own hospital, like a high-speed CT scan, or they can order at specific laboratories, lipid electrophoresis, and send it off to specialty labs that are federally certified, it doesn't mean it because they don't do the test. They have no clue about it, and it's not in their training. Okay, so when I hear people say, well, my doctor knows all this stuff. No, your doctor knows squat. Sorry to tell you the truth about that. And, years ago, I used to try to hide, just how inquisitive and how determined I was to use special advanced research laboratories that go well beyond the public laboratories that are available to regular doctors. I don't hide that anymore. I haven't had it for years. My idea is I have a scorched earth policy to intellectual, we call smile-mindedness. I want people to measure not just twice, but 10 times before they cut. I don't want people rushing into chemo or cardiology things and thinking, well, nutraceuticals aren't powerful. They're crazy. You know, when they give an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, and what they should be doing is giving cardiovascular nutraceuticals like Omega Supreme and Omega Supreme Krill, things like CoQ10, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, and VascuCare Carnitine, they should be giving Cardiovasc in high doses to make sure that the person's not going to damage their blood vessel walls and form foam cells, and they should order a high-speed CT scan. The idea of doing a screening electrocardiogram or even a treadmill stress test without pharmacology, which is still better than the regular plain EKG. A regular EKG will pick up 14% of people that are going to faceplant and drop dead. A treadmill stress test will anywhere from 57 to 72%. A high-speed CT scan is between 87 and 95% sensitive to pick up someone who's going to die on you. So, do the doctors order high-speed CT scans? Of course not. Do any of them order rheologic blood viscosity tests? None. Do any of them order levels of T-bars and oxidative markers to determine if they're forming foam cells? None. Do any of them measure antibodies against 9-normal hydroxycholesterol, which I've been doing for years with Phil Broughton, a British biochemist in Los Angeles, previously at Antibody Assay Reference Laboratories? None. Do any of them have a rheologic blood viscosity machine in their office to measure if the person's blood is hyperviscous, it's going to cause a clot or an embolus, or cause a hyperviscous shower that's going to whip up their inferior vena cava and land in their lungs, and if they happen to have an ostium secundum defect, flap valve, 25% of the population, do they do an echocardiogram to determine if their patient has a 25% chance out of 100? 25%. Of having a flap valve, so those clots will zip across the right atrium to the right left atrium and out to their ascending carotid artery to their brain, to their middle cerebral artery. No. So, you know, as I say, if I stopped just doing, you know, radio and television, wanted to just be a medical legal doc, it would be like going to the midway, just picking off the little doc, bing, bing, bing. It'd be easy as hell. Like my buddies in the tank, they'd say, you know, you'll never drive a tank with your ass hanging out the window. And unfortunately, these doctors, health organizations, and research facilities that work with the Fatal Drugs Allowed people do drive with their tank with their ass hanging out the window. Now, if that offends you, tough. I challenge you. In fact, come into my cage match because I'm like the intellectual Spider-Man. You want to have a fight with me? I'm going to put you in an emotional and intellectual chokehold, and it'll stop the flow of stupid thoughts to your very small brain. Now, I can make you smarter with exercises, and I can make you wiser by asking you questions, because the most important thing is not to give you answers, but ask you questions, and then present you with helping you to actually make the right choice and decision so you can determine to be a better cardiologist, a better oncologist, a better pediatrician. So when you have a child, you know the polymorphisms, that if you over-inject a child with heavy metals, it's going to make them get autistic. Do you know if your patient that has cardiac disease have heavy metals from their mercury amalgams, or they got a percha in their mouth because they had a root canal? Do you know if the person's eating so much chicken that's laced with arsenic that they're developing unstable plaque in their arteries? Are you aware of these things? I guarantee you that none, damn it, none of these freaking cardiologists are testing these things. It's irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if you think I'm a little angry, maybe I'm going to get you to put your doctor on the spot. And what I often had, I had a gentleman the other day, he wanted me to talk to his doctor about his mom who was deteriorating. I asked them simple questions, and I found out, okay, not only is she going to cardiogenic shock, and they gave her an antibiotic, which they don't know, she acquired an infection in the hospital, which is now putting her into heart and renal failure, and they say they think they know what's going on because it's one pathogen. Usually you have multiple co-pathogens. Most people that die of a traumatic burn or traumatic fall or injury are not only dying of gram-negative septicemia, they're dying of fungal septicemia with emboli from fungi. They're in the mycelial phase, literally metastasizing all through their heart valves and their kidneys and everything. Do the doctors know this? Do they know how to culture out fungi as well as gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria and mycobacteria and other organisms? Of course not. Only reference laboratories know how to do this. So these lazy doctors will preside over the fact that this woman is probably going to die at the hands of stupid doctors and won't order the right tests and give the right therapy, whether it's conventional therapy or alternative, to make sure she survives. It's irritating. And if they think that I can convert somebody from being a knucklehead to being intelligent and make the right decisions in one phone call, they're delusional. It's not going to happen. It's going to take months and years of collaborating with cooperative people that want me to ask them tough questions, put them in their discomfort zone, so they'll actually start thinking. But some people, if they had an original thought, they'll die of spontaneous human combustion. Now, you might think that that's a little offensive and Dr. Deagle's arrogant. No, I'm not. It's called competent. Okay? Why do you think that the state of Colorado came after me? Because I was competent when I was a director of OCMED for the city. Or competent when I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes. Or competent when I ordered tests and try to order tests on her veterans exposed to depleted uranium. You want to know what's going on? You listen to this show, you'll find out. Believe me, it's a lot uglier out there than you think.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline.
We have a couple other components we didn't talk about. We've got, of course, valerian that balances the autonomic nervous system to prevent CNS-derived hypertension. Remember, what is hypertension? It's meaning the heart trying to compensate for the blood vessels not doing their job. When the peristaltic shearing force wave of the heart hits the blood vessel walls, it should cause a release of nitric oxide and a contractile force of the media layer, causing a peristaltic wave, which you can measure with the cross-sectional area of the artery or arterioles or vascular bed, and the pressure wave difference from the start of the wave to further down that particular vessel. And if you look at the actual non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations, which are published, by the way, in cardiology journals, but most cardiologists don't know the mathematics of the non-Newtonian fluid dynamics and therefore don't understand it. And as a result, they don't incorporate into their practice the fact that the heart only pumps 25 to 30% of the blood, if your blood vessels aren't working or they're stiff, which you can measure with a thing called a BioCuff, which I can obtain for you, or you can do a rheologic blood test measuring blood viscosity that shows it's harder to pump your blood because it's acting like corn syrup, not water. Or you can actually measure things like, additionally, the tests of the endothelix or endopat tests that determine temperature changes or blood flow changes to the tips of your fingers after you compress the arteries. It determines if you get a rebound, increase in nitric oxide, and the peristaltic wave. So the physiology is now ahead of the most cardiologists, and there are cardiologists that are kind of starting to realize perfusion is king. That's why nutraceuticals are important. Now, there are a few drugs that are kind of so okay, but you got to watch them because it can drain your body of not only major and minor electrolytes, trace minerals, as well as things like magnesium and other elements, and potassium. But, you know, diuretics are okay. Most of the drugs that aren't okay for anybody is beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, central acting alpha blockers. I mean, you name it, most of the drugs that cardiologists give people poison them. They make them, as for males, for example, beta blockers, fat, bald, impotent, and stupid. Not a good combination. Now, people come to me and they say, Dr. Deagle, I feel like hell. What am I doctor doing to me? I'm poisoning. Yes, they are poisoning you because they're knuckleheads. Now, there are alternatives, but you may need to change your diet. You may need to change your lifestyle. You may need to detox some heavy metals. You may need to do some things to change your fatty acid concentration so you're not oxidizing cholesterol. You may need to take nutraceuticals to increase your levels of superoxidismutase, including, which is, by the way, in Nutri Defense, and take the trace minerals and have things like chaperones, like NDMEs, and I'm working on a new NDMEs, new upgraded formula, which is coming as well. But you have to understand, there's a complexity to functional medicine, which our North American diet ignores that we've depleted the soil of minerals. And again, every civilization dies from the soil up. And you can't throw a drug at everything and figure that it's just a deficiency of 5 or 10 pharmacological agents that's why your grandma is becoming demented, that her blood pressure is so high they're going to have a stroke. It's because we live in a toxic world, a mineral-depleted world, a nutrient-depleted world, a toxic world that basically creates deficiencies with polypharmacy. So, you know, people should think, well, why do I have to take cardiovascular? Because you're trying to correct something where there's so many imbalances in the body, you're trying to bring balance back. You're trying to bring perfusion back. You know, if you do a rheologic test before and after you start cardiovascular, and by the way, we see it all the time when people take, you know, these stupid knockoffs like Extendivite and Heart and Body and Strelsart drops, and then all of a sudden they take cardiovascular and say, oh my gosh, I don't get leg cramps. My brain's working. My liver enzyme levels are dropping. My heart's pumping better. My legs aren't swollen up like stovepipes. You probably hear this all the time, Fareed, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And by the way, you're a diabetic. If you have any health problems, and by the way, 69% of adult male and females over age 30 are diabetic or borderline diabetic from the American Diabetic Association criteria. And my feeling is if you measure actual markers like fasting blood insulin and 2-hour PC blood insulin, levels of stress hormones, and levels of glucagon, the vast majority of the adult population in our country are all turning diabetic. Even if they're normoglycemic and they're normally normotensive in terms of blood pressure, but their perfusion is dropping because one of the first markers of diabetes and prediabetes is the loss of superoxidismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes and increase in inflammatory markers like leukotriene B4, which in the knockout mice model, which they published February of 2015 at UCSD, they proved that it was a direct cause of diabetes. Well, it's not a direct cause. The indirect cause is mineral deficiencies that shut down leptin and insulin resistance. And insulin doesn't just regulate your GLUT4 transporter to get sugar in. It also regulates whether your cells are poisoned with sodium. Because everybody that has hypertension, their cells are poisoned with sodium, and they can't pump it out adequately because the sodium-potassium ATPs is screwed up. So does your doctor know this? Guarantee it. I guarantee it they don't. That their sodium-potassium ATPase isn't working right.
Yep.
There you go. Ask your doctor and see if he knows it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome back. Bruce McKeeman from Summit to Sea. And by the way, if you want to contact Bruce directly, and by the way, when you do, call Bruce and tell him that you're referred by NutriMedical.com because we get credit for any referrals. His direct number is 612-325-8243. Now, several things are developing. Firstly, I think Trump is going to get in. Right now, if you have a health savings account, you're going to be able to use that health savings money 100%. And basically, any money you put into it is a total write-off, which is pretty cool, and I'll provide the documentation if you get a Chambers through us. Now, if you try to get a Chambers through somebody else other than what I recommend, which is a Summit to See, I'm not going to provide the documentation. And that includes, by the way, other equipment that you get, like a Lumen Photon or whatever. Now, I tell people that when you're doing wellness, the first thing you need to do is you need to get on the right nutraceuticals. But the second or third thing you need to do, besides technology like Lumen Photon that's easy, or MicroPulse, or now the Matrix Pulse for turning off pain, is hyperbaric oxygen. And I usually recommend that they combine it with a ketogenic alkalinizing diet, because the combination of a ketogenic alkalinizing diet and hyperbaric oxygen, especially when you add a little bit of ozone, makes a huge difference in terms of physiologically improving health, oxygenation, and turning off autoimmune disease and cancer, and stimulating stem cells to regenerate. Now, we can add to that things like peptides, stem cell transplants like Stimetica in San Diego and their satellite facilities, one in Tijuana, Mexico, and the other in Astana, Kazakhstan. But, you know, the fact is that hyperbaric oxygen is miraculous. And I don't know health condition that it can't help. I don't care if it's balding to, you know, chronic inflammatory bowel disease or osteopenia, if someone's got osteoporosis. Part of the problem is their tissues and their bones are even hypoxic. For example, we know that smokers have an increased risk of osteopenic bone fractures. When you start using hyperbaric oxygen, you're trying to remineralize bones and using pulsed magnetic field and our bone generator, micell D3, mycodu-2, full vitamin K2 and collagen max and mountain red velvet. Hyperbaric oxygen dramatically increases the rate of regeneration of bone, solid organ regeneration after hepatitis B or C, healing of the brain after a traumatic injury. Every person who's involved with a concussion in either high school or professional sports should immediately, within less than 30 minutes, be in a hyperbaric chamber. It really is, and you don't need to go to 3 atmospheres. 1.3 with ozone is plenty. It's like, why is every clinic not have one? Every high school gymnasium, every college, every senior home where people basically, the parts of the reason why they're becoming demented is because parts of their brain are hypoxic. It's just really simple, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's so simple that people sometimes don't believe it. They say, how can it do so much? It's not really doing anything but enabling your body to do it.
Enabling your body to get oxygen. And again, this thing called oxidative metabolism. And this is simple, you know, biochemistry. For every glucose molecule, if you have full oxidative metabolism, you develop 32 ATP. With anaerobic metabolism, you generate 2. That's a big difference. It's a 16-fold difference. So, you know, this isn't really open to anybody's damned opinion. And that's why when I talked to doctors years ago, we were arguing with the state of Colorado over helping stopping acute macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa, post-traumatic brain injury, we call chemo or radiation brain, where someone has head and neck cancer and they're getting chemotherapy or radiation to their head and neck and they develop basically post-radiation or chemo dementia. You need hyperbaric oxygen, damn it. If you got MS, if you want to turn off an autoimmune disease, you need to be on our malignant rest and our other protocol for autoimmunity. But you need hyperbaric oxygen for regeneration and reactivation of the tissues. You may need other things to help it, including our peptides from our European Academy of Sciences. And you need a nutraceutical protocol and monitoring with specific tests that we can recommend, including quantum testing like metapathia with Hunter function and a QRMA. But ultimately, hyperbaric oxygen is like a dirty sock. It's everywhere. It's going to improve the rate of healing and the extent of healing. I find it mind-boggling when someone's really, really sick and they think, well, why, doctor, are you recommending that I get in the chamber for 2 hours a day or even sleep in it overnight? I'm thinking, do you want to get better or not? It's amazing to me. Isn't that amazing to you that happens, that people still, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes, and we've been so trained for the quick fix. Go in and I'll cut it out and it won't hurt anymore. Versus
right.
Go in to the chamber and after 30, 60, 90 sessions, the cells will have regenerated.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Tell us, what are the latest stories now? You've increased production. You have 2 different factories here in America. I think that it's important that we kind of understand that the people really don't know, including the hyperbaric chambers. I talked to Dr. Harsh several years ago, and I wanted to bring him on the show to talk about this. Privately now, he'll say, yeah, these chambers are great. But a few years ago when I talked to him, there was no way in hell he was going to come on my show and suggest that people could get a mild chamber and use it at home. It's like, you got to be kidding. You mean oxygen's not good for people and they can't have their own home chamber? So now you had an interesting story about that too, didn't you?
Yes, we had someone who was the captain that actually drove the ship through the Panama Canal. And he developed a brain bleed and was going to a famous doctor. And the doctor had him try one of our chambers. He tried that chamber, went back, and he said the recovery was miraculous. The patient eventually died from a second brain bleed, but the recovery was phenomenal. And it just goes that mild is okay. It doesn't have to be. You can still get to the train station in a car with four cylinders instead of a car with 16.
You don't need all of that power. Yeah, you don't need that power. And by the way, the treatment for hyperbaric toxicity from a three-atmosphere chamber is mild hyperbarics. The treatment for the bends is mild hyperbarics. And I'd like to see hyperbarics, and I'm going to just give you this is a 2025, 9 years from now. You arrive at an airport and you go to a hyperbaric cafe where you can get a latte at 1.3 atmospheres. You go through a little lock. You have a burn unit. You go to the hospital. The nurses and doctors go through a lock, and everybody in the burn unit said 1.3 atmospheres with ozone. You go to a post-traumatic unit where people have had head trauma, and the whole head trauma unit is at 1.3 atmospheres, the whole ward. You go to a spa to try to regenerate, like the one we want to build at Encinitas for the Academy of Environmental Medicine. The entire hospital spa, including the laboratory, the restaurant, the fitness room, and your own bedroom in the spa is at 1.3 atmospheres. I want to see it so that you can actually have, you know, builders that will actually build using special units of, you know, special interlocking blocks or whatever to actually build hyperbaric chambers to your spec so they can make hyperbaric rooms. So you can make a hyperbaric bedroom or exercise room or studio. So if you're actually in there, you can actually, the entire room is at 1.3 atmospheres with a lock. And, you know, just think of, for example, kids with autism. We have kids that start in the hyperbaric chamber, and after so many sessions, they start speaking in sentences and telling their mommy how they love them. And obviously shows that there's something going into their brain, but they're scrambled. And as soon as they get enough oxygen and the right nutrients, they start to actually communicate like a normal person again. So,
and they want to communicate.
They want to communicate. Same with pets. I mean, we don't understand that aging and disease is a song. And this is what I'm presenting this December. I've cracked a code, and people say, well, that's pretty Eric. You can't say that you've cracked the code of life. Yes, I have, actually. But I'm standing on the shoulders of lots of giants. Giants like, you know, that developed the science of medicine, going right back thousands of years. You know, looking at all the different quantum biologists, etc., you know, all the way from Discovery, Watson, and Crick to DNA. Well, here's how things work. If you have the right energetics, a cell has the energy to pull in the nutrients to turn on the genes to make structural proteins and enzymes. Now, the way the crosstalk works, if you have a highly oxidized cell, it has enough ATP and NADH to do this. That means the cell is in an alkaline state because energy is directly tied to alkalinity. So as soon as you oxygenate tissues, the person, if you look at their body pH, becomes alkaline just by giving them oxygen. Now, the other things that alkalinizes an alkalinizing diet was primarily alkalinizing veggies. Power C plus, the most alkalinizing nutrient is our salt called sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, ascorbate with bioperin, and hyperbaric oxygen. It alkalinizes immediately. Now, the problem is that you're sick, not because the healthy cells are sick, because they can absorb the nutrients, it's because the weak or the really sick cells can't even absorb the nutrients to restore the tissue and organs, and they send out signals to the other tissue that's not sick, called the death signal, to interfere with normal organ function. So if you've got a liver where 10% of the cells are really senescent and giving off toxic free radicals, it's going to affect the whole liver function. Now, if you oxygenate that liver and provide the nutrients to heal the liver and turn off the free radicals, guess what? The cell has the capacity now to get rid of singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy radical, nitroperoxy radical, restore the organ and tissue function, and the tissue barriers to, you know, losing minerals, for example, that cause the cells to be out of function. Well, hyperbaric oxygen does that. And that's why it doesn't matter to me whether someone's got a bunk on the head or they've got cancer or autoimmune disease or osteopenia or they've got coronary artery disease and a high-speed CT scan calcium score. You not only want to get rid of that biofilm, which, by the way, oxygen also helps get rid of pathogens. You want to take our NutriSilver, which is a new upgraded, super amazing nutraceutical, which is even many times more strong than the Silver 100, which is, again, this is the most powerful form of ionic angstrom silver. And the way the technology works is that angstrom silver with hydrogen that now is in a liposomal enzyme to target it into the cells and tissues. Now, when you do that the same way with oxygen, you get that oxygen and ozone molecule in the cells and tissues, you raise the levels of NADH and ATP, now you get the energy, now you have the minerals to turn on the genes, and the tissue says, okay, I'll get rid of the pathogens and the biofilm in the arteries, I'll improve the oxygen to the brain cells so you get astrocytes can literally fire up what's called a neural network so you can actually have thought. And you start to regenerate. That's what's really neat. Oxygen, in fact, is the most powerful stimulant for stem cells. So you probably know that. You know, there's other stimulants, vibrational exercise, the right minerals to release a stem cell activity. But the most powerful single stimulant for stem cells is simply oxygen, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the body doesn't live without it. You say, what's the most important thing to the body? Well, you can go without food for weeks. You can go without water for days. You can go out without oxygen for seconds.
Right. Well, so, I did a study back at the Foothills Hospital in 1978 to 79. And I reviewed 12 years of all cardiac arrests in the hospital emergency in the ICU. And if you went longer than 4 minutes, you were kind of screwed and tattooed. There were a few cases that survived longer than that, and they were okay. But a lot of them, they ended up basically where the person had a pulse, but their brain dead. Your brain cells die really fast when you don't have enough oxygen in them. And other organs don't do well either, like the kidneys can get zapped. So, you know, to me, every ICU should be a mild hyperbaric oxygen intensive care unit. Every person that's literally had a traumatic injury and they're bleeding out, so they're now hypoxic because they don't have enough blood, they should be hyperbaric. I mean, you should literally put the trauma room itself should be mildly hyperbaric. Just makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you're even putting nasal prongs on them, and if it's mild hyperbaric oxygen, they're going to get even more oxygen into their target tissues. So,
and why not do it before you're sick? Why not do it to stay healthy?
Exactly, yeah.
So, you're
not. Exactly. For example, if you're an athlete and you want to function better, whether you're NFL, NBA, or high school football person, or you want to recover quicker, you're going to heal those connective tissue tears of your rotator cuff of your shoulder and your ACL, PCL faster if you have oxygen. Because the rate-limiting step for healing the collagen is oxygen. The rate of the proline transhydroxylase to make new ligaments and collagen fibers for your bones is oxygen. So if you got grandma, her DEXA scan says, oh, she's about to collapse L4 vertebrae in her right and left surgical neck of her hips, you want to do everything, including getting the right nutrients and getting her vibrational exercise. But if you get a mild hyperbaric oxygen, she's going to remineralize those cells much faster and regenerate that bone much faster because she's going to make new collagen, which is 42% of the dry weight. She's going to remineralize on that collagen matrix. She's going to build up muscle strength because she's now getting regeneration. She's going to have more digestive enzymes because it's dependent to a great extent on other factors like oxygen. So it's just logical, isn't it? It's like, oh, you mean oxygen's important? Well, if baby's hypoxic at delivery, give him oxygen. If the mom's hypoxic while she's having, let's say, toxemia pregnancy, if someone's got a traumatic, you know, gunshot wound, give them oxygen. If they're in the operating room, what you do, you intubate them and give them oxygen. It just makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes. And what we need to do is to help doctors understand what hyperbaric chambers do. And the folks know already, but, you know, if their doctor says no, there's a good chance they're going to listen to them. And, that's why they're paying them. So that's where the education needs to actually start, with the doctors.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Now, one of the things I think is really important that people start to grasp here is that that people really understand that hyperbaric oxygen is not just for one or two conditions. When I first came across this back around the year 2000, and the Colorado Board of Examiners was coming after us, we were already reversing retinitis pigmentosa, post-chemotherapy brain, post-radiation neuritis, post-osteonecrosis of bones caused by radiation or chemotherapy. It was amazing, wasn't it, that we would have this happen?
Absolutely, and just the list, as you mentioned, goes on and on and on. And what folks need to understand, this isn't scary. This isn't this huge device that they're going to hear this door slam shut behind them. This is a comfortable, mild hyperbaric chamber that they can set up in their homes and just go in there to relax. Many people go in there to read and get studying done where they can't in a house full of distractions. It's just a nice, quiet place to be.
Yeah, exactly. Now, One of the things that I think I find interesting is a lot of people don't think that we can, there's markers to measure the effect of the oxygen. Now, what markers are your doctors using to determine if the therapy is effective?
I don't go to a doctor, so I don't know.
No, I mean, use your chambers. The doctor's saying, hey, we do this and this test. I'll start off with a couple. If you've got a traumatic brain injury or concussion, you can do what's called a quantitative electroencephalogram. If you want to measure if you're stopping free radicals, you measure T-bars and oxidized fatty acids and 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine. If you want to measure nitric oxide, you do tests in the back of the tongue to look at nitric oxide production with Berkeley test strips. Stay right there. We'll do the last segment. We've done a little reorganization of our schedule. Mountain Red Velvet will bring on the bottom of next hour. Wayne Allyn Root will be here at the top of the hour in just a moment. We had a little mix-up on the schedule, but we'll be back in a minute for this short segment. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
welcome back. So, Bruce, here's the advantages. I tell people that basically everybody should have a chamber at home. If you're an athlete, you want to perform higher. If you're a person in your young or middle-aged years, you want to live longer and healthier. I like to break up life into what I call life years and death years. Big black and white. Firstly, yeah. You don't want to be having death years where, at, say, age 35, you're put on 4 drugs, and by the time you're 50, you're on 10 drugs. You don't want to be finding you have all kinds of interventions done, and a lot of the drugs are actually inducing new disease and new deficiency states. You want us to improve your health to the point where your tissues have the energy to absorb the nutrients, so you're regenerating your tissues and organs. So at age 65 and 75 and 85, my wife is just out walking, and she walked up to the top of one of our mountains near here, and California is pretty mountainous. Where we are, it's around 1,200 feet, and we're only about 8 miles in from the ocean. So it's pretty mountainous here in Southern California. And this little lady is 89 years of age, where she showed Michelle her home, which is even higher than us up in one of the mountains behind us. And she's still teaching piano. She fell and she broke some teeth, but she didn't break any bones because she's not osteopenic. Now, if someone like her, for example, had a hyperbaric chamber an hour or two a day, she's not only going to maintain her brain function, but her bone function, osteoporosis, is going to be less likely. She's also going to get rid of biofilm because oxygen gets rid of biofilm in your arteries. So you're going to start seeing improved function where these people are going to start, you're seeing more and more centenarians. Now, that's the problem is we worry about a healthcare system, but think of everybody as a bad debt about to come due. You know, when you have a healthcare system where you don't maintain public health, you have toxic food that allows genetically modified food, mineral-depleted soils, toxic chemicals in the waterway, including fluoride, chlorine, and bromide, that are endocrine disruptors, and thyroid hormone disruptors of mitochondrial function, what the hell do we expect? Especially now that people are getting sick younger age, getting more infertile, and developing new health problems that require toxic polypharmacy. And most people now are basically privately funding, paying for these drugs up to a deductible of $14,000 before they even have the insurance to kick in. So I tell people, hyperbaric chamber is a good investment, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a quarter of the price.
Quarter of the price. So let's talk about this. If you get a chamber, first off, I think that Trump's going to get in. He's going to have health savings accounts. Everybody will be able to have a health savings account and totally write off the cost, which means you put money into the health savings account. It's complete write-off against your health savings account, so it doesn't really cost you any money because it comes right off the top of your taxes. That's what I want to see people do, take personal responsibility. By the way, the nutraceuticals you get from us are also write-off in any other technology. I'll provide the documentation if you get it through us. If you do contact Bruce, say, look, what's your health condition? And I don't know one that's not going to help. If it's any kind of serious condition, osteoporosis, autoimmune disease, cardiovascular disease, clots in your legs, blindness, balding even, I mean, everything that I can think of is improved with oxygen. It's amazing.
Yes,
Bruce, stay right there. We'll give you time for your next visit. And coming up, we have Wayne Allen Root at the bottom of the hour. I had a little mix-up in our schedule. Wayne Allen Root will be on to talk about a few very important issues. And we will have Mountain Red Velvet. I think Karen's on today. But Bruce, stay right there. We'll get your book for your next visit. And stay tuned. Wayne Allen Root is on in just a moment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.